All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up top of page Kuf Yud Ches, continuing really on the same theme from the last number of days. Here, the Mechaber says something beautiful. Tekef l'netila bracha. So pamachos hayu the Rav Chaim Vital Zatzal ke'ev as b'ksefo. So one time, Rav Chaim Vital, who was the Talmud Mufak, who was the primary disciple of the Arizal. So one time, Rav Chaim Vital had an intense pain in his shoulder. Shaul Osaha Arizal im makbit hu levarich berkas amazon takeif achar netilas mai machronim. So listen to this. So the Arizal asked him, the Arizal said, do you go ahead, are you makbit, are you careful to dafka go ahead and bench immediately after mai machronim? Right? There's a concept, by the way. So without getting into the entire detail regarding my machronim, but let's assume for a moment, originally my machronim, everybody would agree, was an obligation. Again, according to most opinions, was because of the presence of melech sedomis, some type of salt. It had a caustic effect. If you put it in your eyes, it could cause blindness. So now the question is, it also deals with the issue, in the absence of melech sedomis, is there an obligation to go ahead and use my machronim? So many opinions say yes, because again, there's a din in nikius, there's a din ultimately in cleanliness before reciting any kind of bracha. But regardless, so whether you do machronim, don't do my machronim, here you have the Arizal saying to Chaim Vital, are you makbid, are you careful to always wash immediately following my machronim? Hodur of Chaim Vital zal, she'ino makbid b'kachtu amit, Chaim Vital said, maybe no, I'm not always makbid to go ahead and bench immediately after my machronim. Amar lo ha'arizal, get ready for this. The Arizal said, "Bishil ze yesh lecha ke'ev b'kasef." Because of that, you have shoulder pain. Why? Ki osios kasef, heim osios tekef. Because the letters of kasef, shoulder, are the same letters of tekef immediately. Ome'achar shepagamta b'tekef l'netilas bracha. And because you have been poking, because you have been a bit negligent, ultimately, again, in the takeif, and ultimately in benching immediately following my machronim, lochein ramzu lecha gam al kach bekas seif. Because you were negligent with the takeif, therefore, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you a message ultimately with the kas seif, with the shoulder. So we'll say, like we've said in many other circumstances and instances, then understand, obviously, all right, the Arizal has a certain level of Ruach HaKodesh. He's able to see things. Could we make connections like this? If you have a problem in your shoulder, is it because of my machronim? So, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe no, I couldn't tell you. But the point that the Mechaber is trying to make consistently is that every single time something misfires in life, every single time something doesn't go according to plan, every single time I suffer some type of setback, and a setback is a very relative term as well, or some type of difficulty, it's important to understand that it's not random. It's important to understand that is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that something requires repair, that something requires inspection, that something requires some type of examination. It doesn't even always have to be related to sin, as we've seen. It doesn't always have to be about chait. But sometimes a person could be living in a non-sin state, but at the same time, I'm not necessarily living or doing the things I need to be doing. Therefore, again, the difficulties in life are this message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Derech Rishon Saleicha. Look at the next section. Midavan Hagazu. Shashem Yisbarach Miyasir Asa Adam B'Shul Rambis L'malatakin. This Midav HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He sends me messages, right? And sometimes it sends me difficulties in order to hint to me, to point out to me what I need to fix. Hirak l'mi shashem chafetz bo. This is an incredible yisod. This divine feedback through adversity and difficulty. And by the way, I'm using these words, adversity and difficulty sound like big things. But Yisurim, difficulties come in all shapes and forms. So the Gemara Maseches Yuma brings down that if a person reaches into their pockets and they want to take a nickel, but they end up taking out a quarter, right, the Talmudic equivalents, that's called Yisurim. That's called difficulty. That's called challenges. So just pointing out that the word Yisurim ultimately refers to situations where just life doesn't go according to plan. So just understand that when that happens, that's the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam only goes out of his way to give those messages to those whom he loves. Sha'as hu ma'ora de yisurim. Because that's divine feedback. That's divine feedback. We say, by the way, it's the same way in life. Kimo shadarshu chazal, it's just a moment. Kol she'akadosh baruch hu chafetz bo, medako bi yisurim. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, medako bi yisurim. Sometimes he visits difficulties upon him. Shene'emar, Vashem chafetz, going later. Vashem chafetz dako achali. Because ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out and desires he who is afflicted ultimately again by affliction. But there are those, however, who are so immersed in their negativity that God doesn't see a need, that God doesn't see a purpose in trying to awaken them through challenges and adversity. Because God knows it won't work. Or as we'll say, we all have this in life. There are some people who you may care about very deeply, who are doing things that are objectively detrimental to them. So, if you love someone, you want to point out when they're doing something wrong, but you also know that at a certain point in time, a person won't listen. So even though you see like a person is mamish like a train wreck, I see exactly how this is going to end. But lamaisa, if the person is not receptive, what are you going to do? At a certain point in time, it doesn't pay to keep banging your head against the wall. At a certain point in time, you just have to simply let a person make their mistakes. The Ribono Shel Olam is the same way. The Ribono Shel Olam visits Yisurim and visits adversity in an effort to wake people up upon those who he loves and those who are receptive. But if a person is not going to be receptive, they'll both say, so what does non-receptivity mean? What does non-receptivity mean? So non-receptivity means, in this context, is that a person is beset with adversity in different kinds of ways, and instead of growing and learning from them, all a person does is complains. All a person does is laments. So we'll say, so that type of person never grows from adversity. At a certain point in time, if you're not going to grow from it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to visit upon you. Now, sometimes that doesn't sound like such a bad option. So you're telling me, if I don't grow, it stops coming. So of course, it doesn't really happen that way, because at the end of the day, if you don't grow, many other difficulties in adversity happen. But the idea is, important to understand that the challenges are the tap on the shoulder from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, hey, wake up a little bit, you're not doing what you need to be doing, you're not operating on all cylinders, I'm sending you these challenges in order to get you to wake up a bit. And again, as difficult as it is to sometimes ingest, those challenges in and of themselves are a sign of divine love. Because the Ribono Shel Olam only taps on the shoulder those who he cares about and those who he feels will be receptive. Let's finish this section. Lachin, bimkom liyasram bechinam, hu nosin lahem scharam ba'olam hazeh. And therefore again, I'm sorry, aval yesha shakul kolkach b'rishasam, asha Hashem kvarainu menasa la'orma adei surim. There are some, unfortunately, who are so immersed in their negative ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not endeavor to awaken them. Ki odea shezela yo'elahem. Because he knows it's not going to help. Lachin, bimkom liyasram bechinam, hu nosin lahem scharam ba'olam hazeh. Therefore, again, instead of afflicting them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just simply gives them their reward in this world. V'nifra mehem ba'olam haba. And divine justice, ultimately, again, is dispensed in the world to come. This is one of the reasons why there are many wicked people who prosper. Right? Russia Vitovlo. There are wicked people who prosper. Why? Because again, the Ribono Shel Olam has made an active decision not to try to tap these people on the shoulder, not to try to awaken them in this world, recognizing that they have not and will not be attentive to the divine messages. If that's the case, give them their reward, because every single person does some good in them. Every single person has committed some good. Give them their reward in this world, and ultimately judgment will come in the next. And there, Zuhasiba, this is so profound. Zuhasiba sheyesh reshem shematzlichem aveilim yisurim. You see, we often think of yisurim, we often think of adversity or difficulty just simply as a punishment. But at the end of the day, although it manifests itself that way, it's a wake-up call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to just examine what we're doing and how we're doing it. That wake-up call is a manifestation of incredible love. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care, chas v'shalom, he stops with the taps on the shoulders. He says, fine, do whatever you want. Then after 120, we'll figure out what the cheshbon is. Amnam, ba'olam haba, yifrumem ha'ashusam, So we'll say, so this ultimately, again, he begins to explain the concept of tzaddik v'ralo and rasha v'tovo. There is this concept that although a person could do all the right things in this world, lemaisa, at the end of the day, the difficulties and adversities that they face, lav dafka, are a punishment, but rather, again, are the tap on the shoulder, are the wake-up call to re-examine and re-evaluate what's happening. And chas v'shalom, should a person fall so out of favor with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes the taps on the shoulder stop coming. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I'm trying so hard to communicate with you, to talk with you, to wake you up, to get you to re-examine, but if you're not going to, at a certain point in time, you know, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make it drink. The Rebbe Shalom says, I can tap you, I can try to talk to you, I can try to get you to evaluate, to introspect, but I can't force you to engage in those processes. So Rasha V'tovlo is the state, ultimately, again, where the emotional, to a certain degree, disengages from the Rasha, says, listen, you've done great things, I'm going to give you your reward in this world, and we'll just have to figure out what the cheshbon is after 120. But I will say, we'll stop over here for today, because we've got a few minute head start on the daf, but just understand, this is such a profound yisod, because what it forces us to do is just to examine the events. Like I said, we don't have the clarity of the Arizal, right? And we don't have the clarity of the Baal Shem Tov, two dramatic examples that we've seen, to be able to create direct correlations between setbacks, adversities, and particular misdeeds. But each of us has the ability to introspect when life doesn't go according to plan, and to ask myself, what's the message? What is the emotional now? Does that mean if I introspect and I contemplate that I'll figure out what the message is from some type of adversity or challenge? No. No, am I going to figure out like the Arizal, the kasef and the takef? Probably not. But I'll say at the end of the day, the ability somehow to grow from adversity, the ability somehow to grow from the Yisurim, to understand that it's a tap on the shoulder because the Kaddish Baruch Hu loves me, is one of the greatest levels that we're able to reach in life. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tashem, bottom of Kof Yud Ches. What were you going to say, Grim?